This gentleman, Artan, he's a drug addict, and when he was 15, he joined gangs, and he was involved in fights, and he abused narcotics.
一晃便在毒海中苦苦挣扎了16年。
And in the blink of an eye, it's been 16 years since been involved in drug addiction.
多少次想要戒毒, 但始终无法摆脱毒瘾。
And many times he had thought of quitting drugs, but he could not get himself to quit.
有一次, 为了逃避速毒人员的追捕,
And on one occasion, when he was pursued by people from the Narcotics Bureau,
他从6楼摔下来, 双脚跌断, 被送进医院。
He fell while trying to run away, and he broke both his legs and was sent to the hospital.
在治疗过程中, 有位护士, 向他传福音, 告诉他, 耶稣爱你。
And in the process of his treatment, one of the nurses shared the gospel with him, telling him that Jesus loves you.
但他没有听进去,
but he could not hear it into his heart.
10年后的一天晚上, 在牢狱里,
And 10 years later, when he was in jail and in the night,
他感觉自己像个废人, 既痛苦又绝望。
He felt that he was such a disabled person, and he was in pain and despair.
他不禁思考人生的意义到底是什么。
And he couldn't help but think about what the meaning of life is.
突然他想起那位护士的话, 耶稣爱你。
And suddenly the words of the nurse came to him, Jesus loves you.
于是他跪下来, 哭着向上帝祈求怜悯帮助。
And at that time, he kneeled down and he cried before God and asked for God's mercy.
终于福音临到这位边缘人。
And finally, the gospel has reached this marginalized person.
在他回转向上帝的那一刻, 他深深地经历到上帝爱他。
And in that moment, when he turned to God, he clearly and deeply felt that God loves him.
他被接纳了。
And that he's been accepted by God.
弟兄姐妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
其实我们不都是边缘人吗?
Aren't we all marginalized people as well?
或许我们的人生不像阿成当初那么落魄凄惨。
Perhaps our own lives are not like Acheng, so downtrodden and at the end of our road.
但我们内心不也曾像他那样 在不为人知的黑暗里苦苦挣扎吗?
But in the depths of our heart, aren't there moments when other people do not know, but we are struggling in our own darkness?
圣诞刚过不久, 在前几讲的信息中, 我们知道,
In the past few sermons throughout the Christmas period, we know,
马槽里的那位婴孩, 正是为我们这些边缘人而来。
That the baby in the manger has come for marginalized people like us.
他是好牧人, 他的到来正是要寻找世间迷失的羊。
He is the good shepherd, and he is here to seek his lost sheep.
将我们一个一个从罪恶的边缘带回到神的怀抱。
To bring each of us from the edge of wickedness back into his arms.
今天的信息主题就是
And so my topic for today is
上帝顾念边缘人。
God remembers people who are marginalized.
无论今天的你正处在怎样的光景中,
No matter what your circumstances are today,
这福音要临到你。
This gospel is reaching you
因为你被接纳了。
Because you have been accepted.
下面, 请彼得长老来读一下今天的主要经文。
The reading is from Luke chapter 3, verse 7 to 14. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, Anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same. Even tax collectors came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay.
在七到十四节里，我们看到约翰成为开路先锋。
And in verse 7 to 14, we see that John is the vanguard.
在旷野宣扬主的道。
And proclaiming God's word in the wilderness.
在约旦河边呼召人们受洗悔改。
And the edge of the Jordan River, he asked people to be baptized and to repent.
而在众多前去听到和受洗的人当中，
and of the many people who had gone ahead to be baptized, and amongst them,
路加特别提到了约翰当时所接待的三种人。
Luke specifically mentions three groups of people that John pointed to.
群众、税吏和兵丁。
The crowd.The tax collectors and the soldiers.
这个组合正代表着当时犹太宗教圈子之外的边缘群体。
And these groups represented the people at the edge or at the fringes of the Jewish societies at that time.
下面我们就从约翰所接待的这三种人来看现今的边缘人。
And from these three groups of people, let's look at these people at the fringes.
7 to 11节，约翰首先接待的是犹太众人。
From verse 7 to 11, John first talks about the crowd, the Jewish crowd.
他们身为亚伯拉罕的子孙，福音从他们而出。
Being descendants of Abraham, the gospel arose from them.
照理说，他们应该是信仰的核心人群。
And logically, they should be the nucleus of the beliefs.
但正如以赛亚书29:13和马太福音15:8所记载的。
But as it is written in Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13, and in Matthew 15, verse 8,
主说：“这些百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。”他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。
The Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
因此，面对以色列民，尤其是那些代表群众发言的宗教领袖。
So specifically to the Israeli crowd, and especially to the Jewish, religious leaders of that time representing the crowd.
约翰毫不客气地称他们为毒蛇的种类。
John directly pointed to them as brood of vipers.
因为他们对上帝不忠，屡次拦阻破坏了上帝的工作。
Because they were not loyal to God's words, and many times they destroyed God's work.
先知对他们的警告是严厉的。
And so the prophets were strict in their warnings to them.
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
You have to bear good fruits incompatible with your repentant heart.
现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就被砍下来丢在火里。
The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
也就是说，上帝的子民不能单靠亚伯拉罕血脉关系领受上帝的应许。
And that is to say that as God's people, they could not just depend on their blood relationship with Abraham and to receive God's promises.
个人必须回转归向上帝，否则将面临他公义的审判。
Individually, they have to return to God, and otherwise they will face God's righteous judgment.
约翰在宣告审判的同时，也呼吁民众悔改。
In proclaiming judgment, John at the same time asked the people to repent.
这代表着上帝愿意再给他的子民一次机会。
And this represented God's willingness to allow his people another chance.
延迟他的审判。
To delay his judgment.
只要他们结出与悔改的心相称的果子，上帝依然接纳他们。
as long as the fruits they produce from their repentant heart, God was willing to accept them.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
佳节期间, 如果你听惯了裹着糖衣的福音,
during this festive season, as you listen to sugar-coated messages of the gospel,
审判一词会令你不舒服吗?
Does the word judgment make you uncomfortable?
又或许你对福音早已耳熟能详，甚至已经麻木。
Or perhaps the gospel is so familiar to you that you're numb to it.
新加坡已经进入第三阶段的解封。
As we enter stage three the lockdown in Singapore,
我们也带着盼望跨入新的一年。
We enter the new year with plenty of hope.
大家等待已久的疫苗接种也即将来到。
And the vaccine that everyone has been waiting is arriving.
我们的生活似乎又恢复到以往的忙碌。
Our life seems to have returned to the busyness that it was before.
在刚过去的这非比寻常的一年里。
And in the past unusual year,
我们与上帝的关系又如何呢?
How has our relationship with God been?
我们是比过去更亲近他还是更远离他?
Are we closer to him than before, or are we further from him?
我们是否会像那些以色列宗教领袖那样空有敬虔的外表却没有遵行主道?
Or are we like the religious leaders of the time, just with a very pious and religious external appearance but did not follow God's words?
与上帝已经没有了实质性的关系,
Without
信仰已滑落到边缘却不自知呢?
Not having a solid and material relationship with God, and our beliefs have reached the edge and we unknowingly slipped away.
我们需要来到上帝面前安静,
and we need to quieten ourselves before God,
让圣灵光照,
let the Holy Spirit shine on us,
好让我们知道自己的属灵光景,
to let ourselves know our own spiritual state.
但好消息是,
but the good news is,
爱我们的天父一直等待着我们回转向他。
God who loves us has been patiently waiting for us to turn to him.
无论你的光景如何,
no matter what circumstances you are in,
福音要临到你,
the gospel is reaching out to you.
天父要张开他慈爱的双臂迎接你。
The loving Father is opening his arms to welcome you.
十二到十三节，约翰接待的第二类人是税吏。
In verse 12 to 13, John talks about the tax collectors.
他们是当时为罗马人做事的，所以也是犹太人厌恶的同族人。
Actually, they were people working for the Romans at the time, and therefore they were despised or by the Jewish people.
但路加福音多次提及他们，代表上帝对这些被遗弃的群体的接纳。
But in the Gospel of Luke, they were mentioned several times, representing God accepting this group of people who has been abandoned by the people.
在现今的教会中，可能也有一些让我们看不顺眼的，甚至令你讨厌的人。
And in today's church, perhaps there are people whom you are not familiar with, whom you hate even.
他们可能是一些性格独特、不太合群的。
Perhaps there are people with special characters, or people who are not very gregarious.
也可能是在教会因一些不愉快的经历，对神、对人失望，进而封闭自己。
Or there are people with perhaps unhappy experiences in church before, and they are disappointed with people and with God, and therefore they shut themselves away from others.
诸多的原因使这些弟兄姐妹们游走在教会的边缘。
For many, many reasons, these brothers and sisters are just at the periphery of church.
你在意他们吗?
Are you aware of them?
你会如何对待他们呢?
How would you treat them?
这可能与我们如何认识教会有关。
Perhaps this has to do also with our own understanding of the church.
在前两周的周日,
during one day in the week,
小慧牧师的信息中谈到,
Reverend 小辉 has mentioned in his sermon.
当你受洗归主，就是在天国报名上册。
When you've been baptized to God and your name is recorded in the book in heaven.
同时也开始属于你受洗的这一间教会。
And you belong to the church that you've been baptized with.
那么弟兄姐妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
在你的心目中教会是什么呢？
What does the church mean to you in your heart?
我们的老祖宗加尔文告诉我们。
As Calvin has told us before,
教会是所有属上帝之人共同的母亲。
The church is the mother of all the people of God.
她孕育乳养我们，关怀引领我们。
She breastfed us and took care of us.
上帝喜悦我们在教会的教导下成长，成长为他儿女的样式。
God is happy that we would grow under the church to become his children.
他体恤人的软弱、无知和有限的处境，透过教会提供给我们一条亲近他的路。
He empathizes with the weakness and ignorance and our limitations in our situations, and through the church, he has provided a way for us to be close to him.
因此，教会是信仰生命的母亲。
And therefore, the church is actually the mother of our religious beliefs.
圣灵在其中生了每一位信徒。
And the Holy Spirit is in every believer.
而个人的信仰是建立在教会群体信仰的基础上。
And our individual belief is built on the church as a community, on the basis of a church as a community.
教会就是福音。
And therefore, the church is the gospel.
它是世人看到上帝的一扇窗户。
It is the window through which the people see God.
更是信徒与基督联合的唯一管道。
And it is the channel through which believers and Jesus come together as one.
虽然教会仍有各种过失与瑕疵。
And although the church may have previous mistakes and imperfections.
需要被宽恕与复合。
Requiring forgiveness and also reconciliation.
但爱能遮掩一切过错。
But love is able to cover over all this.
在耶稣义袍遮盖下，教会被上帝看为圣洁。
And under the righteous cloak of Jesus, the church is being seen as holy.
而如今，小组便是教会的延伸。
And today, the cell group is an extension of the church.
在牧者的教导带领下。
And under the leadership of the pastors.
组员们透过彼此的包容、关怀、陪伴，将上帝不离不弃的爱源源不断地浇灌在每一个干渴的心灵上。
Cell group members take care of one another and care for one another and show to everyone the continuous love that Jesus, that God bestows on every believer.
我认识这样一位姐妹。
I got to know one of our sisters.
她在教会的小组里几年了。
She has been in the cell groups for many years.
始终游走在信仰的边缘。
She is always just at the edge of belief.
她觉得经文读不懂。听的都是别人与上帝的故事，和自己一点关系都没有。
She felt that she could not understand the sermons very well, and most of the stories that she hear is actually other people with God and has no relationship with herself.
后来，她离开小组，又和自己的亲戚去拜佛。
Subsequently, she left the cell groups and she went to with her family to other religions to Buddhism.
但小组从不间断地为他代祷。
But the cell group continued persistently prayed for her.
小组成员和教会的一些姐妹们也一直与他保持联系。
The cell group members as well as brothers and sisters in the church continued to maintain the relationship and contact with her.
又过了几年，他再次回到小组。
Several years later, she returned to the cell group.
教牧和小组同样给予他引领、关怀、陪伴。
And the pastoral staff and also the cell group members continue to love her and accompany her.
经历了十多年的挣扎。
And after more than 10 years of struggle,
他终于铁树开花，在一次大病中经历到上帝奇妙的恩典，决定受洗归主。
Something improbable happened in the course of a serious illness. She experienced God's miraculous love and grace and decided to be baptized.
现在他从一句祷告词都说不出口，到能带领整个小组祷告。
And from the time when she could not even utter a word of prayer, now she leads the group in prayer.
从一节经文都读不进脑，到一口气能够读好几张福音书。
From not being able to understand a single word from the Bible, now she is able to read many chapters of the gospel.
上帝透过小组无条件的接纳她。
And God worked through the cell group unconditionally accepting her.
不评判，不论断。
Without judgment and criticism,
使他一步步离开边缘，向着信仰的核心靠近。
So that she could leave the edge and periphery, step by step, moving towards the center.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters,
当我们明白了什么是教会时，就会意识到。
When we begin to understand what is the church, then we begin to understand.
关怀扶持这些在边缘徘徊的弟兄姐妹，并不只是教牧的责任。
That caring and looking out for brothers and sisters at the edge or at the periphery and the fringes is not just the responsibility of the pastors.
更是我们每一位蒙召成为教会肢体的信徒所应该去做的。
But in fact, it is the responsibility for all of us who are baptized as a body into this church.
在十四节里，兵丁是约翰接待的第三类人群。
And in verse 14, the soldiers, they are the third group of people that John welcomed.
他们应该是希律手下的地方巡兵，也有一些是罗马兵士。
They probably were King Herod's patrolling soldiers, or perhaps they were some of the Roman soldiers as well.
他们是犹太人所憎恨的外邦人。
And they were the people that the Jews hated, the Gentiles that the Jews hated.
其实这里的税吏和兵丁同属一个社会阶层。
Actually, the tax collectors and the soldiers, they belong to the same segment of society.
同样也是被上帝所看顾和接纳的边缘人。
They are similarly people whom God is able to accept, although they are marginalized.
这让我们联想到那些仍在福音之外的人们。
And this brings us to the people who are actually outside of hearing the gospel.
就像刚才故事中所提到的那位当年在罪恶中打滚的阿成。
And just like the story, the person who had mentioned 阿成, who had been embroiled in a lot of sin in the past.
而我们是否能像那位护士？
And perhaps whether.Can we also be like that nurse that we mentioned?
透过他们不可爱的外在行为，看到他们内在的深层需要。
To look beyond their unattractive external appearance, to see deeper into their hearts and into their needs.
在我们教会里，有一群非常有爱心的弟兄姐妹。
In our church, there are many brothers and sisters with good loving heart.
他们自动组成团队。在教会附近的咖啡店一带，积极主动接触那里的草根家庭。
And they gathered together, voluntarily forming groups to contact the grassroots and families in the coffee shops around our church.
他们都有自己的工作，却愿意牺牲休息时间，走出舒适区。
They each have their own jobs, but they're willing to sacrifice their own rest period and time.And walk out of their comfort zones.
脚踏实地地与人建立实质性的关系。
And practically to establish a solid and material relationship with the people.
在圣灵的带领下。
And under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
一群信徒为着一个生命的益处，关怀引领，风雨相伴。
And a group of believers. for the sake of the lives at stake, they were willing to accompany and to share and to care for others.
活出上帝的寻求之爱。
And to live out God's love.
这就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
于是圣灵的感动从一人开始。
And therefore, the work of the Holy Spirit, starting from one person,
慢慢将道的种子播撒出去。
Is able to sow the seeds of the word.
这个团队也盼望有更多的弟兄姐妹们和他们一起。
And so this group of brothers and sisters would also welcome more brothers and sisters to work with them.
活出福音，见证福音。
To live out the gospel and to witness the gospel.
现今疫情的阴影仍挥之不去。
Today, although the pandemic, the shadow of the pandemic is still around.
人们看似坚硬的心其实已经脆弱不堪。
The people with solid hearts are actually beginning to weaken.
紧紧封闭的心门背后隐藏的是孤单、焦虑、恐惧，还有对未来的不确定感。
And in their locked out hearts actually hides anxiety, loneliness and fear.And their uncertainty about the future.
人们渴望被理解、被倾听、被关爱。
People wish and hope to be understood, to be listened to, and to be loved.
而我们作为经历了上帝恩典的边缘人。
And for each of us, people who have experienced God's love, although we've been marginalized.
福音的承载者和传播者。
Carriers of the gospel.
刚才故事中的那位护士和那群充满爱心的弟兄姐妹们都是我们学习的好榜样。
The story earlier about the nurse and the brothers and sisters with love, and these are the good examples that we are to follow.
当约翰向这三类人宣讲福音时
And John, when he proclaimed the gospel to these three groups of people,
路加让我们看到这群边缘人选择愿意回应先知的呼召。
Luke shows us that these groups of people chose to respond to the proclamation.
悔改归向上帝。
To repent and return to God.
上帝也因此接纳他们为真正的亚伯拉罕子孙。
And God has received them as the real children, real true descendants of Abraham.
而这样的接纳正指向一个新时代的来临和新群体的建立。
And this acceptance points towards a new era that is coming and a new people that is being built up.
现今的我们正是这新时代新群体的延续。
And today, we are the new generation, the new people of God, the continuation of such group.
也同样面对着上帝的挑战。
Similarly, we face God's challenges.
福音已经临到，你是否愿意结出果子，与悔改的心相称？
The gospel is here. Are you willing to produce good fruits and that is compatible with a repentant heart?
有一位八十多岁的老姐妹
a sister who is more than 80 years old.
时常殷勤祷告，希望儿媳妇信主。
She'd been hard at prayer, hoping that her daughter-in-law would come to God.
但这位儿媳妇多年以来不愿意接近教会半步。
But this daughter-in-law for many years would not step near the church.
牧师去家里探访，她也回避。
And even when the pastor does a home visitation, she would hide away and take cover.
但最近她突然走进教会，并参加受洗班，准备洗礼归主。
But recently, she has come back to the church and she was willing to attend the gospel class, waiting to be baptized.
交谈中，这位儿媳妇告诉牧师说，
And in conversations, this daughter-in-law told the pastor,
以往婆婆逢人便说，我的命好苦啊。
My mother-in-law used to tell people, oh, my life is so difficult.
我这么老了，还要买菜、带孙、做家务。
I'm so old, and yet I have to, you know, go marketing, look after the grandchildren, and also do household chores.
可是没有人要他做这些啊。
But actually, nobody really asked her to do all that.
他这样见人就抱怨，让我很尴尬，很委屈。
She is grumbling or bitter mostly, and that made me very embarrassed.
人们以为我们小辈的在虐待他。
And people would think that we were torturing her.
但他最近改变了。
But she had changed recently.
不再抱怨了。
She grumbled no more.
开始我以为老人家病了。
Initially, I thought she had become ill.
后来我发现她真的改变了。
Later, I realized she really changed.
我也要来认识这位能改变人的上帝。
And as a result, I want to come and know this God who is able to change people.
后来牧师又问老姐妹。
Subsequently, the pastor asked this sister, older sister.
老姐妹说，圣灵让她看见自己。虽然一直敬虔地为儿媳妇祷告，却没有管住自己的嘴。
And so this sister, who is the mother-in-law, says, "Oh, the Holy Spirit allowed her to see that although she had been faithfully praying for her daughter-in-law, she did not look after her own mouth."
她习惯性的抱怨拦阻了上帝的工作。
And her habitual grumbling had become a hindrance to God's work.
而当她愿意改变，以行动回应上帝。便结出了与悔改的心相称的果子。
In the end, when she decided to change, and with her actions to respond to God, this created the fruit, that is compatible with her repentant heart.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters,
愿我们都能谦卑来到上帝面前，让圣灵光照。
May we humbly come before God to allow God the Holy Spirit to shine on us.
也求主。赐给我们勇气去制服老我，结出与悔改的心相称的果子。
And may God give us the courage to overcome our old selves to produce fruits that is compatible with our repentant heart.
施洗约翰的工作正预表了耶稣将要开展的施工。
The work of John the Baptist is a prelude to the work that Jesus, the ministry of Jesus.
这些遭社会遗弃的群体，也正是耶稣后来在传道中十分关注的人群。
These people who were at the margins of society were the same people that Jesus was caring for when he started his ministry.
上帝看重被人嫌弃或忽略的边缘人。
God looks out for these people who are at the fringes.
今天，无论你处在信仰的边缘
，Today, no matter whether you are at the fringes of religion,
教会的边缘还是社会的边缘
，at the margins of the church or the periphery of society,
上帝的福音要临到你
，the gospel from God is coming to you.
他要无条件接纳你
，He allows you to unconditionally, He's unconditionally accepting you.
他也看重你的回应。
He also looks out for your response.
你当怎样行呢？
What would you do?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，感谢你为我们这些边缘人赐下你的独生爱子，把我们一一寻回你的怀抱。求你让我们靠主的恩典刚强站立。在圣灵的带领下，成为你福音的活见证，吸引万民归向你。奉主耶稣宝贵的名求，阿门。